A bear attacks an Arizona man in the middle of the night.
We're going to start with a bear's morning jaunt through a Southern California neighborhood.
It's happened again for the third time in 3 weeks, a bear attack northeast of the valley. Tonight we have live in-depth coverage.
Ever since people thought it was a good idea to move to wooded mountain towns, they've had run-ins with bears. But add an extended drought and wildfires to that trend, and those bear-human encounters become a bigger problem. The long drought and fires have killed off berries, acorns, and other favorite foods in parts of the Southwest. So animals have become resourceful. Andy Rogers is a habitat specialist with Arizona Game and Fish.
The grasses that they feed upon are non-existent in their normal environments. Something like a prickly pear cactus or something that you grow in your yard might look really juicy to them. And so you get an animal that maybe once had enough food outside of your yard area now comes in to chew on your ornamental flowers.
And some people think they're doing wildlife a favor by actually leaving food out for them. Shelley Shepherd's job is to educate the public for Game and Fish.
A fed bear is a dead bear. When you feed wildlife, you're changing the animal's behavior. You're changing their regular daily patterns. You are also possibly teaching an adult animal habits that they then pass on to their young.
Then the bears grow to expect the food and lose their fear of humans and risk an encounter that could end up in the bear's death. Bruce Sicko works out of the Pine Top Game and Fish Office in northeastern Arizona, where most of Arizona's bears live. Sicko says last season they received around 300 calls about nuisance bears. If it's a cub, they can trap it and take it to a zoo, but often zoos are full. Sometimes they can relocate the bear, but Sicko says often that doesn't work.
We captured a bear that was causing a problem behind the restaurant and the dumpster. Took the bear about 60 miles, let the thing go, and within 5 days, that same bear was back at the same dumpster. And we know this because of the identification tags we put in the ears.
So it was killed. Arizona Game and Fish rewrote its policy on dealing with bears in the mid-1990s. That's when a problem bear living near a southern Arizona campground was relocated several miles away. It came back and mauled a teenage girl. Today's policy is to euthanize adult males after their first human encounter because they are considered more aggressive. Females or yearlings get a second chance. Game and Fish ear tag them and drive them several miles away. If they come back, they're euthanized. The Sierra Club Sandy Barr understands an animal has to be killed when it's clearly a threat to public safety. But she says they were here first. Bears and mountain lions may be predators, but they're part of the ecosystem, and therefore Game and Fish should do more to protect them.
We think the agency is actually overall headed in the wrong direction. Their policies are very anti-predator. I think a big concern is that they would backslide on some of these education efforts and revert back to, you know, shoot first and ask questions later.
That's the last thing we want to do. It's the last resort, is to have to put an animal down.
Even with strict policy guidelines, Shelley Shepherd says Game and Fish officials try to look at each case individually and then decide what the best option is. Game and Fish can expect more bear calls in coming years, as evidence suggests more intense drought throughout the Southwest. I'm Laurel Morales in Flagstaff.